Yo. Metaphor. Psycho minor. Shout to all my listeners locked in, yeah? This one's a real one. This one's called drug therapy. Let's go. I can't let the mud bury me. I've given this life way too much energy to let myself be sucked into a cemetery. This is way more than a legacy. I absorbed all the negatives and I turned them into my weaponry. And now I'm finally strong enough mentally to complete drug therapy. I can't let the mud bury me. I've given this life way too much energy to let myself be sucked into a cemetery. This is so much more than a legacy. I absorbed all the negatives and turned them into my weaponry. And now I'm finally strong enough mentally to complete drug therapy. I was down in the dumps, it took me ages to get my head from it. I was selling zest just to get profit, but I knew it was in my best interest to stop it. I remember rolling around town with a bunch of meds in my pocket. To be honest, I'm so surprised that I'm not even dead from it.
Stood yeah. Back up.
Have you ever seen a loved one wired to a machine struggling to breathe and you're thinking, damn, I could be next on it? It's touching, isn't it? But also shocking at the same time, like faulty electronics. So I was addicted to cocaine, to be honest, at one point I thought I would never get off it. I literally looked like death when I was on it. Deep in a sesh, red eye to the socket. I was at the bottom rotting. At night time it became the number one problem, like Gotham. But the most fucked up thing is I could see everybody watching, like the Watchman. That's when I snapped back into reality and I realised it was only one option. That was to clean up me act like Charlie Bronson. That's when I started to cook up a new concoction. I sat down with a specialist, but this time round I took the advice in like adoption.
Real shit.
I sat down with a specialist, but this time round I took the advice in like adoption.
Let's go, yeah.
I can't let the mud bury me. I've given this life way too much energy to let myself be sucked into a cemetery. This is so much more than a legacy. I absorbed all the negatives and turned them into my weaponry. And now I'm finally strong enough mentally to complete drug therapy.
Let's go.
I can't let the mud bury me. I've given this life way too much energy to let myself be sucked into a cemetery. This is so much more than a legacy. I absorbed all the negatives and turned them into my weaponry. And now I'm finally strong enough mentally to complete drug therapy. I want people to remember me, so I couldn't let the drugs dismantle my memory. I'm the only one who knows what's best for me, but I'm also the only one who caused so much stress for me. At one point in life I thought there was nothing left for me. That's when I picked up a pen and I started mixing my recipe.
Let's go.
That's why I carry this pen everywhere like a secondary. I revise my lines at night just in case life ever tries testing me. The old Craig is dead and gone. He lived life but he made decisions recklessly. So from this day on there's no more disrespect to me. Backstabbers with their treachery. All them backstabbers that chat backwards just so they can get ahead of me. A real one, that's something you'll never be. I hate the man that judge others but hide stuff under the covers. It just ruins chemistry. How can you hate on me when we did the drugs together, G? I was down on myself so you thought you would help and get them for me. But now I'm not buying anything you're selling to me. I've been clean for over 8 years now, so how the fuck can anyone lecture me? But hey, I'm just gonna let it be. None of them two-faced hypocrites are even friends to me.
Real shit.
That's why I can't let the mud bury me. I've given this life way too much energy to let myself be sucked into a cemetery. This is so much more than a legacy. I absorbed all the negatives and turned them into my weaponry. And now I'm finally strong enough mentally to complete drug therapy.